Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Stephanie, S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E, Bowling, B-O-L-L-I-N-G. Stephanie Bowling is a 48-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7/26/22. But at that time, she fell while trying to defuse a physical altercation between youth at work. Period. She was trying to do this physically. Period. While doing so, a TV stand fell on her. Period. She did not have loss of consciousness. Period. She believes she injured her right leg, hip, and back, and was seen at Capitol Health emergency room the next day. Period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of a final diagnosis, but that it involves her hip. Period. She did not undergo any injections or surgery. Period. Her course of treatment was completed in February of 2023. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, she had an MRI of the lumbar spine on 9/8/22 that was read as normal. Period. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Scott on 9/22/22. Period. She related, while breaking up an altercation, she was knocked to the ground. Period. She denied medical treatment initially, but then became symptomatic. Period. She saw a workers' compensation doctor who prescribed naproxen. Period. She also had 4 weeks of physical therapy. Period. Symptoms improved somewhat. Period. She has been working from home. Period. Dr. Scott diagnosed low back pain and strain. Period. He observed she did not appear to have abnormalities on her MRI, but she did have a fair amount of paralumbar spasm, especially on the right. Period. Her medications were adjusted, and he recommended ongoing physical therapy. Period. She saw Dr. Scott on 12/13/22. She participated in a functional capacity evaluation. Period. It determined she was capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. She returned to Dr. Scott on 1/6/23 to review these results. Period. On this occasion, he found similar physical exam relative to spasm that was detected previously. Period. He referred her to one of his colleagues for ongoing management of her back, including osteopathic manipulative therapy. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Bowling was also seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwan on 10/31/22. Period. He reviewed her course of treatment to date. That included WorkNet notes from 7/27/22 through 8/31/22. Period. He diagnosed right shoulder pain and back pain. Period. However, the notes from Dr. Scott did not reveal any evidence that there was an upper extremity problem. Period. He suggested referring her to an orthopedic specialist for this. Period. She did have lower back pain that was supported by documentation following the work incident. Period. He found significant symptom magnification on a physical exam. Period. He recommended additional therapy and a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He would reevaluate her reaching maximum medical improvement after the FCE at her next visit. Appears she saw Dr. Klein again on 2/27/23 period. He observed the patient refused to do kneeling as she was not able to get up from the floor, comma, continued to have limitations of her shoulder, and showed that with frequent random grip tests she could squeeze more. Parentheses, this was consistent with her motor examination on her initial exam in our office in terms of symptom exaggeration slash magnification, close parentheses, period. Dr. Kwan then advised she should be under the care of a physiatrist such as Dr. Yu, H.U., period. Although she was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category, this was below the requirements of her medium-heavy-duty job, period. In the paragraph, the petitioner participated in another functional capacity evaluation on 5/16/23, period. It determined she did not perform the FCE with maximum effort, period. She demonstrated the ability to perform medium category work, which made her capable of performing her full job duties as a program director, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 60 degrees and rise. Period supine strut leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period impressions on 7/26/22. Stephanie Bowling attempted to break up an altercation between two youth residents. Period. This caused her to fall to the ground without loss of consciousness. Period. She became more symptomatic the next day and sought treatment with WorkNet. Period. They initiated her in conservative care. Period. A lumbar MRI on 9/8/22 was read as normal. Period. She also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Scott and then by pain specialist Dr. Kwan. Period. He noted the petitioner did not offer subjective complaints involving her right shoulder when initially seen by Dr. Scott or in the other documentation. Period. She did participate in physical therapy for the lumbar spine. Period. She participated in two different FCE studies. Period. The second demonstrated she did not perform it with maximum effort. Period. Nevertheless, she was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Ms. Bowling was virtually benign. Period. She was obese. Period. She had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the back, comma right leg, comma right hip, comma right shoulder, comma left arm, comma or left shoulder. Period. Ms. Bowling's soft tissue injuries have long since fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. She indicates she does feel better now than when her symptoms first began. Period. Her symptoms now are only sporadic. Period. She has been able to resume her position with the insured in a full duty capacity. Period. End.